So tell me. Will you call her bright eyes too?
That's Anushka Shankar featuring Alev Lons with a piece called Bright Eyes. As I say, I hope that that's got your breath back a little bit. Now, I'm going to play a song by an artist who I discovered after reading Bob Dylan's autobiography, because he was a major influence on Bob Dylan. He was sadly only away around for about 3 years actively on the music scene, as he passed away aged just 35 from a stroke. But in his short time on this planet, his music... basically, he just delivered so many really strong commentaries on some of the really important social themes of that time. Some of them very sensitive, a lot of it was where Middle America were ignoring certain aspects of their cultural heritage. Like this one, for example, which is basically, it's a song about Ira Hayes. Now, you might not know Ira Hayes, but there's a really famous photograph taken of six American soldiers. It's an iconic photograph raising the American flag at Iwo Jima during World War II. Ira Hayes was one of those men photographed here, and this is his story.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, called him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, and a story I will tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years the sparkling water rushed, till the white man stole their water rights and the running water hushed. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their farms grew crops of weeds. When war came, he volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Called him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Well, they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. When the fight was over and Oh Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored, everybody shook his hand. But he's just a Pima Indian, no water, no crops, no chance. At home nobody cared what Ira done, and when do the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail often was his home. They let him raise the flag there and lower it, as you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes. but his land is still as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
I've been wanting to share that for such a long time, and I just simply adore it. It's just, and if you've got time on your hands this weekend, look up whatever format server you, or whatever library you're using in terms of your music, just check out Peter Lafarge. His music, his lyrics are just they're just incredible. Every song of them, every song of his is a story in its own right. Now, as you know, on this show, I do a thing called GSS, Genre Shift Shock. I can't even say it this evening. But I'm doing that right now. This is Marlene Dietrich, and You Do Something to Me.
You do something to me, something that simply mystifies me. Tell you have the power to hypnotize me. Let me live beneath your spell. Do that voodoo that you do so well.
Written by one of the most influential composers of the 20th century, one of the great contributors to the American songbook. Of course, it's Cole Porter. And there's Marlene Dietrich singing You Do Something to Me. Right, this is French jazz musician Claude Nougaro. I'm thinking waxing lyrical about Louis Armstrong.
Armstrong, je ne suis pas noir, je suis blanc de peau. Quand on veut chanter l'espoir, quel manque de peau. Oui, j'ai beau voir le ciel, l'oiseau, rien de lui là-haut, les anges, c'est blanc de peau. Armstrong, tu te fends la poire, on voit toutes tes dents. Moi, voit plutôt du noir. Du noir en dedans, chante pour moi, Louis. Oh oui, chante, 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 ça tient chaud, j'ai froid. Oh moi, qui suis blanc de peau. Armstrong, la vie, quelle histoire, c'est pas très marrant. Qu'on l'écrive blanc sur noir, ou bien noir sur blanc, on voit surtout du rouge. Du rouge, sans, sans, sans devenir fou. Soit ma foi, noir ou blanc de peau. Armstrong, un jour, tôt ou tard, on n'est que des os. Est-ce que les tiens seront noirs? Ce serait rigolo. Alléluia, alléluia. Au-delà de nos oripeaux, noir et blanc sont ressemblants comme deux gouttes d'eau.
Back this way, 'cause something's calling. There's nothing left to keep me here. I'd be a fool to stay, 'cause something's calling me. I said it's calling. I've got to say goodbye, 'cause something's calling. That there's a better life somewhere. No peace as long as I can hear it calling me. I'll hear it calling. Got time, however long it takes me, long as I find whatever awaits me. When will this endless night give way to morning? If I don't leave, I'll never know. I'm headed for the light that keeps on calling.
This is James Hunter 6. It's from 2016. It feels so much older, doesn't it? He's an artist who basically kind of scraped around, works as a bust on the streets of London, works on the railway, did a bit of backup vocal for people like Van Morrison. They kind of started to break through in 2006 and then went on the road for 10 years touring. Something's Calling. This is the Latin Brothers and Sombre la Olas. Feeling a bit below par, I strongly advise you to stick on some good salsa. It always puts the wind back in my sails. That's from Colombia, the Latin Brothers, Sobre las Olas. And from Colombia, we're going to move over to Belgium, but you wouldn't think it. An artist I've played on the show before. This is his latest release. This is Jakub Gurevich featuring Anisette and a piece called Santa Teresa. Oh, That's Jakub Gurevich featuring Danish singer Aniset on vocals, piece called Santa Teresa. Now, this artist I've played before on the show, I love him. He's been around for a while and he just constantly reimagining his music, fusing so many different styles and influences. It's Quantic. It's Now or Never featuring Alice Russell on vocals. That's Quantic without Alice Russell on vocals. It's called Now or Never. If you do get a chance, I saw him live last year. And as I say, he switches between different types of music and styles so seamlessly. He's just such a talented musician. And from now, I'm going to go to a song that was first released in 1947 by this man, T-Bone Walker. I think this is
they
a later version.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Friday and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray.
T-Bone Walker, one of the only, well, he's kind of one of the pioneers of embracing electric guitar in blues. Now, this feels quite quite old as well, but it's not. It's not as old as you think. This is Betty Carter, and from Around Midnight.
To you, and the stars come out. Show their magic. That's the time you feel so lonesome. It's so strange and it's blue at midnight. Are those whose dreams are shattered, are shattered? Some who search in vain for long lost romance. Some who walk the city's canyons, hoping they'll get one more chance. When your life seems it's not worth living, and your world seems it's unforgiving, I comes around, I cannot tell you what it's like to have someone that you could and so around midnight in my time to please.
That's Bessie Carter, celebrated for her innovative phrasing and rhythmic complexity and emotive interpretations. Talking of emotive, here's Junior Muntz, and I believe to my soul. Got just over 23 minutes left, and you got the big man Paul Golder, Resurrection, followed by the Golden Years, presented by Andy Gilson, who takes us all the way through to Destination Dawn. In this last 23 minutes, I've got 7 tracks left for you. And believe me, it's a random bunch.
sister, and it goes like this. I got my eyes wide open, not a thing I'll miss. I got some news, news for you, dear. Well, you spread yourself so thin, I'm gonna have to take you in and keep you there. My lady fair, don't you care, not at all, about her, about her, about her, about her.
That's Ben Sidran, very accomplished musician, multi-talented, written several books on jazz and popular music as well, hosted numerous radio and television programs in the States. And from there I'm going to go to a version of a song that was first released in 1967 by Brenda Holloway. I don't know why, it just reminds me of being young, very young. This is a really... I just love this version. This is Lou Rawls and You Make Me So Very Happy.
Try just once more. I chose you for the one. Now I'm having so much fun. You've always treated me kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy, and I'm so glad you came into my life. Came into my life. You came into my life. The others, they were untrue. But when it came to loving you, I want to spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You changed my very soul. You've always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad that you came into my life. I love you so much it seems that you're even in my dreams. I can hear you calling. I'm so in love with you. All I ever know to do is thank you, baby. I wanna thank you, baby. Baby, you turn my world.
Thank you, baby.
Ooh, I thank you, baby.
for being so good to me. Thank you, baby.
It's a good version, isn't it?
I wanna thank you, baby.
It's from 1970. Three-time Grammy winner, Lou Rawls. Right. Track that makes me want to switch into my satin bedclothes, don my fairy slippers, make myself a stiff cocktail, you know, make one of those saucy ones with you can stick an umbrella in. Then I then go and stand at a window in the front of the house with the curtains wide open, the lights on. And then just wink at the next person who passes by, just to be friendly. Rovani Giosso, Scarpetta. Now, Timmy Thomas is probably best known for Why We Can't Live Together. Why Can't We Live Together? And that's Sade covered also. It dwarfed all the other songs on the album for popularity. But this one is pretty good. I feel we could do with a lot more rainbow power flooding this planet right now.
Rainbow power. is a part of the rainbow.
That's what I'm saying, yeah?
Rainbow power.
All the stuff that's going on, we could all do a bit of rainbow power. Right, time to bring you right up to date now. This is the latest incantation from Jose James, or Jose James. Called 38th in Chicago. Silky edge warbling here. It's only been out a week. That's Jose James, Jose James, whichever you prefer, I don't mind. He's called 38th in Chicago. Now, my penultimate track was released earlier this year, completely missed my radar, but I absolutely adore this. This is Carrie Cleveland on Narukina. And I've got a feeling.
Summer's over, you're gone like the seasons. know why you feel like that. I ain't no dog out here trying to chase no cat. I've been honest and true. I ain't cheating on you. If somebody says I was, then I wanna know who. Why do you feel like you do? Do you think I should leave? If not, then baby, you just gotta believe I'ma treat you right every day and every night. And what you've been feeling, well, that can't be right. Yeah, I got my flaws and you got yours too. It's called being human, I'm just telling the truth. I got love for you, baby, I'm just dealing with stuff. I can give you what I have, so I hope it's enough. We've been together for years, had our ups and our downs. I can't imagine my life without you around. But I ain't gonna beg, that's what I'm not gonna do. I tell you how I feel, I'll leave the rest to you.
That is bounce addictive, isn't it? I was looking for music by Carrie Cleveland and just stumbled across this. Now Queen has lifted her and stuck it on this anthem. I love it. So I got a feeling. And that it means my time is up on the show this evening. As always, guys, thank you very much for hanging out with me. And, of course, if you do like the show, you can catch the podcast of it tomorrow morning on the Phoenix FM website. Just follow the yellow brick road to the Bliss Disciples. Don't forget as well, if you like what you hear, tell everyone. And if you don't like what you hear, tell everyone. Stick around for Paul Golder. I'm going to see you out with Young MC and Busta Move. Enjoy your weekend. Take care.
Hey, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high-class luncheon. Food is served in your stone-cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking, sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove, so come on, fatso, and just bust the move. The moon. And you're wishing someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a light of hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move. Just bust the move. In the city, ladies look pretty. Guys tell jokes so they can seem witty. Tell a funny joke just to get some play. Then you try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. The lion on the beach perpetrating a tan, so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't you stand there, bust the move. For me, fellas. friend Harry has a brother Larry. In 5 days from now, he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony, you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back, and now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl, and your heart starts thumping. Says she wanna dance to a different group. Now you know what to do, G, bust the move.
You wanna